saved again.
Three.
Four. Anybody get less than three?
No.
I start coughing first.
You might die?
No.
Oh, okay. Is this from the injection or from the transporter?
It's from the transporter because it's transporting through a radiation thing.
Okay.
You take a point of damage.
Ow!
Just general, kind of.
You don't feel well.
You know, over the communicator goes, sorry.
What? Who is that?
That was quite a bit of interference there.
Okay, you.
You're on my list.
Oh, my jeans just got rearranged. Thank you, please.
You're going down.
As long as they don't have rabbit ears.
Okay. So when you materialize the transporter, Captain Smug's there with
his
first officer.
Okay.
So he goes up to you, to Eric, and says, you know, it's great to be to come, and help us. Let me introduce you to my
the women.
My first officer,
daughter.
My space daughter.
Space farmer.
My space daughter.
All four of them.
Won't you stay?
My first officer, Harva Kutch. The first officer is a female Orion.
Ooh.
I think they have a picture of her here.
As long as you don't have to do whatever she says.
Vulcan, I don't have to worry about that.
It's true.
Oh, you think.
Vulcans are fine.
No, they break down like that.
Just like that. The right time. The right time. This picture. Standing.
What? Who's
on the left?
Yeah, the left.
Okay, that's it.
That's the first officer.
Okay.
So some sort of...
Yeah. Okay. Generic looking.
Yeah,
I start using the science tricorder to see if I'm getting any weird radiation.
Make a personal equipment tricorder.
Damn right.
So then he introduces his two crewmen.
What do I use for that?
I'll just
intellect perception.
Just intellect.
And I'll start doing the radiation and the warp
seven
warp drive stuff. See if there's anything bigger. Potentials could happen while we're here.
So what's the problem?
The action. You take a quick scan. There's like very little radiation in this part of the ship.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to get to the warp coil.
Okay.
Let's go. We're dying, man.
As you step off right here, there's very little. As you step off the transport path, as you're walking down the corridor, it's
like a potato
over here. On the outside of the freighter, it's kind of old and fitted, but the inside looks very nice, it's all, nice and carpeted, wood paneling,
gold
trim on the doors, subdued lighting, very, very...
Is this like some sort of space boudoir?
Not quite.
Space cat house.
I want some sort of a bonus to recognize that.
Cat has a better lighting.
I'm ready for it.
So they take you over to engineering. The engineering room is
love it.
No, it's a small engineering room with a warp core in the middle. There is debris around from one of the units blew. Those scorch marks. A little bit of blood.
You idiot.
Coming from behind the warp core is the engineering engineer's assistant.
I see if there's any ludicrous radiation in here.
Okay. The radiation is pretty high. Is it
low enough where the pills we took?
The pills you took will protect you.
Okay, and there's no other sort of weird radiation that I need to worry about or anything.
What'd you roll?
Seven.
Nope.
I send the medical guide over to the assistant engineer.
Okay. He's kind of kid,
Containment field, first thing.
Set up containment field. Start working on the warp drive.
Containment field. I can do that in my sleep. There's so many of those.
I bring out my electric screwdriver.
You should... Well,
explode 600 cubic meters into rubble.
Oh, excellent.
Of rock.
Cool. That's quite a bit.
Let's try to contain the radiation.
You can each make propulsion engineering warp skill rolls. This is intellect. And
you're logic just, or
nothing.
Each make what?
What precious, everybody who's so this, you're just trying to see what the extent of the damage is. First, you know, trying to serve the damage. So everybody wants to do that.
Eight.
It's intellect, propulsion, yeah. Engineering.
Six. Four.
Six. Eight.
Seven.
Seven. Okay. There's actually quite a bit of damage because when the photonic unit blew, it, you know, stressed other systems.
Do you have any idea why it blew?
It's just old. Looks like it's just old. It'll take. You think it'll take about 50 hours.
50 hours?
A?
Jeez.
Can you tractor game a ship and go back to work?
Yes.
See if you can. See if the ship is structurally sound enough to.
It's fine.
You're fine.
I don't see any holes.
It's obviously warping.
No, no, I'm standing still.
Can we check? Go to the engineering station and check the integrity of the ship.
Check the hull integrity.
That would be a structural engineering.
Structural engineering. Structural space one?
Yep, space one.
A space one.
So, another intellectual.
Just straight int?
Yeah.
Seven.
You know, record the computer, blah, 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 do a couple things, you know, tap on the hole.
It's fine.
Wow. It'll about warp 4.
Warp 4 maximum.
Yeah, you would not recommend more than that.
What war are we cruising at?
You guys were cruising at warp 4.
At warp 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, plenty of time.
Is there any treaties or any other things of the matter? Like, let's say, would the Romulans be seriously pissed off if we were towing an Orion ship to our star base?
The Orions are independent.
Okay.
So, I mean, they don't have allegiance to any of the big Starfaring nations.
Okay.
And they operate much like the Ferengi, you know,
no,
sort of a merchant.
In that case, I thought you'd see the Orion captain.
Well, okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to the Admiral first.
You gonna bother the Admiral?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's a matter of business.
Just a simple man.
Yes, what is Lieutenant? Lieutenant.
Well, you've intended a distress signal, and
he says Lieutenant in a very harsh way.
And we feel it necessary to tow an Orion ship to Stardust along with it. Do you see anything about this would jeopardize your negotiation?
No, I did not think so.
Okay.
I'm going to get started on repairs. They go check out the ship.
Yeah. Let's see if anywhere else needs repairing.
Okay.
I'm going to start the engineering section.
What do we call those?
Okay, oh, yeah,
I'll talk to the Orion captain and say, we think it's best if we attach a tractor beam to you and tell you the starbase for some time.
It'll be fixed before then.
Well,
I wonder, I'm looking for...
Yeah, he says... you know, I'll rather, if you know, if you have, you guys, if you people have time, tell us to Cellus 3, which is the planet, because we have a medical shipment that needs to be urgently delivered there.
How far away is it?
About a day.
It doesn't look like a medical delivery ship.
Oh, we are simple traders, you know.
I didn't say
simple.
That. I'm off looking for,
I want to know if I can have bad equipment.
Because the obvious answer is to do it, and then get at warp 6 to start it.
No, obviously.
Obviously, that's the right answer.
I would know. I'm checking out the flesh carpeting.
But there's got to be some catch to it.
Nah.
No catch. Flesh
carpeting. 0.2 kilograms.
You just fix it where it is?
We're towing, well, we could tow it. It's almost 50 hours.
We can't fix the word unless it takes too long.
So it's but about...
What?
One
because
then
he says 50 hours.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, but you...
And a day of...
Strangely enough, about two days.
One day away.
Make a presence roll.
Okay.
And how many days do we have to use for
three.
Presence roll. Do I get to add anything?
Any chance that the planet is in the way, is on the way to the star base? Or is it like perpendicular, or is it opposite?
It is.
Makes a big difference.
Keep in mind.
It's off to the side.
Five.
You know, so it's sort of on the way, but it's off to the side, that's why, so they are.
Okay,
so really, it would...
And there's no skill to add or anything, it's
right.
just... Okay.
Well, you don't have persuasion.
Okay.
I think.
Not the handcuffs and not the thermal regenerator.
But I of course, need handcuffs because I'm security. Or is there some sort of...
You stunt people.
Yeah, you usually stun them.
Zap. Sorry, zap.
Yeah. No.
No handcuffs.
Most people carry very little equipment.
Have you ever seen handcuffs on the security guy in the show?
I think they're just very tiny. It's like a Banaka spray, and you put their thumbs together, and then you spray around it. It lasses them together.
Ow. Ow.
All right, and I don't get a thermal regenerator.
See, that was actually, whoever was not okaying my equipment was very smart with that one. Because that was so I could beat the crap out of people who would not have a show. Because it instantly regenerates skin. So.
You got a bad reputation, that's why you didn't get it.
They were very smart for that one. You got to hand it to them.
Can I cut down the number of hours?
You roll really well. Meanwhile, as you're stepping out, the ship lists to the left.
What?
Hard.
Are we listing in space?
Yeah, well, it turns.
What the heck's going on?
Everybody make coordination.
Coordination reaction?
You know, in Star Trek, they all did it all the time.
Yeah.
As long as they're accelerating, then no problem.
Reaction?
Yeah. Coordination plus reaction.
All right.
Yeah.
On this ship?
Reaction.
Everybody, all four of you.
And then... Just see the ship.
Well, you see the ship, you know.
Five.
All right.
Start, turn over. Start rolling for some reason.
All right.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's like all the thrusters, all the sides, the rear wing thrusters went off on one side.
I guess I'll run another
sensor check.
So once again, I'm looking at the lowest score.
Five.
11.
What the hell does that do?
You fumble?
Next higher.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is a one.
So seven plus whatever.
Is that a zero?
Fumble.
Did I take away
both? Well, all ones is just bad. It doesn't matter.
It's all ones. It's all
okay. You take 3 points of damage as he hits the bulkhead hard.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that could barely be regenerated by the thing they didn't give me. The dermal regenerator could just barely heal you. You feeling all right?
It's all hemorrhaging.
I'm fine.
Oh, internal.
I'm sorry. There was also damage to the bridge, and
what
the hell? Our controls aren't.
I checked the helm's control.
We're moving, aren't we?
What?
I'm doing another sensor scan of the ship's control.
Okay.
I'm checking helm's control. Anything wrong with that?
Are we still moving? Are we still moving?
You're going around. Well, you're just spinning.
Oh, we're just spinning. Okay.
Anything with helm's control?
Not
yet.
From here. Maybe. Make a shipboard systems.
Shipboard systems.
Flight control? Yeah.
Flight
control.
I rolled a 9.
This one.
Wow.
I'm going to go looking around and make sure there aren't any crew members who haven't shown up that like might be locked in their storeroom or whatever. Check out the plush carpeting.
Intellect logic or just intellect?
Intellect.
8.
Okay. So Wu stabilizes. So it eventually starts slowing down. 9 sensor, you don't get anything new. Well, no.
That's the highest I can get.
For the rolling up. But
yeah, you have to roll a 6 on that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But, you don't get anything.
Then you can get like a 15.
Really out of the ordinary. You know, they're not powering up weapons or anything stupid.
Okay. I slap my communicator and say, are we moving?
I'm trying to stabilize it. stabilizing. Now,
I want to talk to the other ship, the guy who's sitting in my tactical chair.
Okay.
Junior ensign.
Cadet.
Yeah.
Actually, what about the chin? Because he's in command.
Oh, are we?
You can talk to him.
Yeah. Talk, to the, well, talk to the person in charge.
Does it always
the
go?
The ensign in charge of all the ship.
Can I talk
it
to
it always goes to the same person when anybody does that?
Well, okay. Usually goes to the
well I'll ask if the ship is, if we've just taken off.
Taken off?
Yeah, is this
no.
ship moving away from our ship?
No, he just sort of tumbled a bit.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
over.
ceases to feel the need to go around blasting around.
Right.
You and Ryan? You and Ryan? You and Ryan? Oh, okay. Thought you were lying.
All righty.
Just saying that.
Sorry, you're a Vulcan anyway.
So, I guess... You want to
I'm wandering around looking for, like, radiation, sick people, and cool plush veterans. I want to see what the veterans are like in this place.
Okay. So you start moving around. A
wine cellar would be cool.
You know, one of the assistants...
But which way?
Every
15 minutes?
I tell her to attach a tractor beam to it.
Can you talk to the computer through your comm thing?
Computer itself.
Yeah.
You can get attached to it.
Okay.
You usually go through communications first and on the roof.
All right. Well,
I'll ask the Orion captain what the name to the medical emergency on this other planet is.
There was an outbreak of syphilis fever, and we're delivering a vaccine.
Okay. Is that illness? I'll ask our computer. Is that illness fatal or what's the time?
How bad it is?
Mm-hmm.
It is fatal to the inhabitants of the planet. It's not. It's
they have no immune system. And to Vulcan.
But most other races are immune to it.
Well.
It's.
You can scan it.
Why'd you get vaccinated first?
I'm gonna head to the bridge and see why the hell we're spinning.
Okay.
You're not spinning anymore, though, right?
Did he stabilize? No, he stabilizes.
Yep.
But you know, you head to the bridge.
In 5 minutes,
you know, another.
Did somebody?
Ted follows you also.
Oh, really? Hey, what are you doing? I say.
I'm making sure you don't get lost.
That's Keen, in front of me.
Well, all right, let's play them.
That's interesting. How many of you are on the ship?
License
is
about
34.
Was it
24.
Okay.
How many did you gain the ship at?
Just the engineer.
The engineer.
Who was the explosion, and like their medical officer.
Okay. When I get to the bridge, I'll
so far.
Is anybody in the bridge?
Yeah, but when you get to the bridge, they're like, you know, three or four people. No, you're an engineer.
No, I'm an engineer.
So three or four people like working on the panels and stuff.
I'll go look at what they're doing. I'll tell the guy who escorted me. That'll be all. Thank you. and I'll look over their shoulders and see what they're doing.
I'll also do a computer lookup on this Orion guy's name.
Okay. Roll computer research.
You guys are so suspicious.
Yeah, you're just wandering down the hall.
Security.
Seeing if, you know, I wanted to sort of go in circles away from the radiation.
Yeah.
Cause
are you like, you know, testing radiation and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know.
I
can contain the area. 7, by the way.
We're going to roll a intellect plus perception.
Ooh, wow.
Okay, so you go through most of the ship. You notice, you know, Ed, who's behind you.
Yeah.
Hey, did Pete, who was with me, take off when I told him to take off?
No, he's hanging around.
Oh. I'll say, you know, go about your business.
I'm just here to make sure you don't, you know, you're all taken care of.
Is he wearing a sidearm?
No.
Is Ed?
No.
Okay.
But they're, you know, bigger Orions than these.
No!
Oh, are they bigger? They're bigger Orions?
Yeah.
Tough Orions.
Okay.
Okay, you still got a gun. Doesn't matter how big an Orion is if you've got the gun. Okay.
So you notice, you know, when you get to the cargo bay and, you know, you go and check it, it seems to be kind of nervous, but, you know, he's you know, trying to show it. And then you went through. You know, but, you know, you just took the readings.
I ask him where the medical supplies are.
The cargo bay.
Make sure they're not irradiated.
I'll go check them and make sure that radiation hasn't affected them and stuff like that.
Meanwhile, hacking through a computer.
Well, you can... It causes you not to open the containers because they'll get contaminated.
Sure.
But you can, you know, go ahead and do a scan.
I'll check
my do a tricorder.
He just gave you permission to do a scan, by the way.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and search my car.
Thanks.
Tricorder?
Uh-huh.
Personal equipment? Okay. It's, what is that?
Intellect.
Eight.
The unit seems to be fine.
And I want to do more than a check that the unit is okay kind of thing. I want to try and figure out what's in there.
The
women.
Can I figure Ed doesn't know what I'm doing with my tricorder?
The it's kind of like a refrigeration unit on the side, you know, powering it, keeping everything cold. There are, you know, lots of vials or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I can't detect what's in the vials.
I mean, they seem to be some kind of vaccine.
Okay.
It's
face crack.
there's some amount of interference, but the refrigeration unit seems to be
You know, one of these days, Kevin's going to go through a whole Star Trek adventure without saying some amount of interference. That's the day I live for.
That's be a sweet, sweet day.
Let's see. Okay.
All he has to do is adjust the wave fluctuation.
Does Ed still look nervous?
More nervous.
Than ever. Let me turn this off for a second, and I turn it off so I can get a better reading.
If you grab your hand, you should not turn it off.
I'll turn it back on.
No. I don't have the authority to do that.
You don't have the authority to do what?
No, I think he's saying he stabbed you before you turned it off.
Is that what he looked? Did he look really nervous when I reached to turn it off?
No, he looks no.
Okay, angry.
Well, he looks like, you know, just stopped a little child from doing something terribly wrong.
Okay. <What's> That's a look I'm very familiar with, so I should know it. Okay. And is there anything else in the cargo hold?
There are other crates and stuff.
Okay. I tell them I'll try and adjust the frequency to filter out the interference to check if there's any radiation damage on the containers. And I'll check out the other boxes.
Make A.
I'll try to see through your lie. Please. Word twist.
Why don't you expose the back of your neck while you do that?
Please.
Make a stealth roll.
Stealth roll?
Yeah.
Coordination?
Intellect. For this one.
Six.
Okay.
I did him.
Yep. So make another tricorder roll.
Okay. Six.
Okay. Lots of foodstuffs. Lots of, like, metals. You know, obviously some
foodstuffs, like, stuff that they don't shouldn't need because of technology, or...
Like luxury food stuff.
Okay, luxury food stuff. The kind of complex things that the
replicator
can't make.
Right.
Fish eggs.
There are certain complex things replicator can't make, like phasers and stuff, right?
Fish eggs.
Well, they can't.
If you have a good palate, you can usually tell.
Where do these go?
Let's get it.
Just leave them here for now. There's a recycling bin in their room. So luxury foodstuffs and
like metals, trinkets, that kind of stuff, jewelry.
Okay.
Nothing suspicious.
Okay, I keep moving on through the hall then.
Okay.
Well, meanwhile, I've been attaching the tractor beam and doing this.
Right. From the computer, Captain Smug is registered with. The Orion as an independent trader.
Okay.
Merchantman. Just been operating for, the last 15, 20 years. Just doing routes.
Okay.
Transferring lots of goods. What'd you get? 7?
Yeah.
He has, the occasional violation of, going too fast or whatever.
going too fast.
Going above safe war, or not safety and health type things. Mm-hmm. Also, not taking care of the ship enough and stuff. But
as is evidenced by the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take the guy at face value, and we'll go ahead and kill him at warp 4 to his destination.
So it's 3. Okay.
And after that, we'll go at warp 6 still.
Okay.
We'll have to go at warp 5.
We'll go at warp 6 to save a little bit of time.
Take my suggestion.
Well, you know.
That's his suggestion.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still in my glory. Every time.
Yeah, exactly.
No reaction from the cat? Oh, did she not see it? She'd rather be petted by you, would.
What?
We're playing with the cat. Big man! Mark!
The medtech suggests that it'd probably be safer if they put most of the crew in the ship to get them away from the radiation.
And give all of them shots.
Yeah, and give all of them shots.
Okay.
And stuff.
I told the Orion captain about this.
He says, there's an excellent idea.
Okay.
Well, a healthy crew is an efficient crew.
We'll see about it for quarters for that for a day and
other
stuff.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So you leave who here?
Check in another shot if I keep working on this.
What?
Check get another shot.
Do I have a computer?
Well, it's going to work a few hours, for a shift.
Okay.
Next engineer will come.
Take over. Now, I'll go ahead and put this in the logs. And
okay.
Tell the captain, and I'll send a mail, to the admiral. Just keep telling our client.
Okay. So the captain's very,
There's meat coming, Kitty. It's exciting.
And I send a message off the Starbase. Off to the Starbase.
Right. Okay. So, after that, you want to go back to the ship?
I pull Eric aside and tell him that Ed looked nervous when I went into the hold looking for sick people. And I don't, they're probably just, got a little something somewhere that isn't quite right. I don't think it's anything
Okay. You know, I don't think, well, I don't think it's like anything that will endanger our mission kind of thing, but they're probably, you know, got a little something extra on the side of the mission, that sort of thing, you know. It's either standard Orion.
You tell me?
Oh,
dang.
I tell the lieutenant.
Noted.
Dude, were the guys who were fixing stuff on the bridge doing anything weird? Make an engineering roll. Systems engineering.
Systems.
Engineering systems.
Special oh. engineering systems.
Transport
any specialty. Well, any specialty that's probably on the bridge.
Cloaking device.
Systems? Sure.
It's called cloaking device, eh?
And it's intellect plus what, logic? Perception?
Intellect plus perception.
Does that do anything bad?
No.
All
one.
Only the all one.
Okay. Five.
Okay. They seem to be fixing things. They don't seem to be, you know...
Hey, look. It's people doing stuff. Fuck.
Looks like they're fixing stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Okay.
We're nosy. Naturally nosy.
Well, they're for a way to move up the rank.
They're clearly lying.
About everything.
Next time I'm on a ship, I'm going to check their logs.
Yeah. Right now the computer's down, actually.
Damn it, I'll bring it up.
Well, you got to fix the thing first.
Okay, I'll fix it.
Okay. Well, so,
There's a little interference.
Yeah. It's also, you know, interference with general radiations.
So, what are we doing? Are we hanging out here?
So we're tractoring them to a point.
Mission?
We're tractoring them to their destination.
They don't have a
I should probably escort the engineers.
Okay.
Okay. You are your, you know, right for details.
Yeah.
Are we off ship yet now?
I'll hang around.
Are you back to the ship?
I hang around with the engineers. I'll wander around the ship.
Because
with,
you want to be like them.
Yeah, damn right. I don't know why they keep putting me in security. I'll hang around with the engineers. I'll wander all around the ship.
So the ship is pretty standard,
Do I keep getting followed around by
Ted? Yeah.
Ted?
The ship is pretty standard,
right? I'll hang out with Ted.
Nothing like a cloaking device or anything?
No, no cloaking device.
Unusual?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Invite him to the ship. It's our invite to become with you when we come back to our ship.
Okay.
Keep following her.
I'll try to hang out with Ted. How's Ted?
Ted's fine.
He dumb like a post?
No, he's actually, God, I think Matt is probably a bit too much.
Mysterious?
Bit dull?
He tends to make a lot of jokes that you don't get the reference of. And,
really?
You know. Close a lot of Orion literature.
That's kind of cool, I think.
Literature and stuff.
We'll have to learn
Orion
history.
I tell Ted he's pretty cool. I'll tell him the things that used to be written on my character sheet, that when I am done in my career, there will be much stomping of feet.
Right.
What does that mean?
It was something about one of the gods. I no longer have it written on my character sheet. But one of the gods, it was like, never look under another man's tunic, and like there will be much stomping of feet, and I don't remember what they mean.
Sounds good though.
It does sound nice. So yeah, whatever. We'll share cultural dealies. I'll ask Ted what his normal job is.
Cargo handler.
Cargo handler.
Quite
big.
Cargo wrangler.
But how many other cargo handlers are there?
Like six. Yeah, like a quarter of the
first. Okay. Well, okay. I'll ask him questions about, you know, what their mission is and what they got on board. When I walk around different junk in the ship, I'll ask him. I'll try to ask him about everything.
Okay.
See if he's a particularly poor liar at any point.
Okay. I might as well make an intellect. Plus perceptual.
I get a plus one, get lied to.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
Can I use some sort of security skill?
Oh, excellent.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. It's questioning people.
interrogation or something?
I have intimidation.
Interrogation sounds about right.
Interrogation?
I don't have interrogation.
You have to be very clever interrogation.
I have debate.
I'll debate him to see if he slips.
Debate him.
I can see no choice but for the affirmative.
Hey, you got me. When did I pick up Dabo?
What the hell is Dabo?
Oh, I suddenly have. Because he had a gaming skill.
Oh, okay.
No specialization.
3D chess. Woo! Can I change that? I don't want to play Dabo.
All right.
I didn't do as bad as I thought.
Oh, it's here. It's here. Game's off.
They're buying pizza for.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it for the
night?
No.
No. He's trying to get over. Pizza, see how much time it left.
Bring it over.
Jeez. Barely started.
I got a 4.
Okay.
You believe?
No, he answers. You know, he answers all the questions. Some things he says, I'm not too sure what he does.
There's
You know, obviously this is, you know, beyond my capabilities. But he says, you know, they're just transporting. Like the medical shipment is the most important thing because it's the most time thing. But they have other, there are other shipments, you know, along the routes and stuff.
Okay. Yep, I'll hang out with him.
He's the hangout guy.
Thank you. It's obviously the smarter of the two.
The smarter of the two goons?
Yeah.
Who is?
Ed.
Wait, Ted, not Ed, right?
Well, Ted's smarter.
Yeah, definitely.
Ted.
What about Dylan?
No going in the hall.
Okay, well... So I'll ask him if he wants to go back when my shift's over. I'll ask him, or I'll tell him he's supposed to head back to my ship so he didn't get radiated.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
Oh, when I go back, I'll do some research on propulsion engineering to see if I can make it work.
Okay. Well, make a roll. Make two rolls. This is propulsion engineering.
Engineering propulsion, yeah.
Yeah, intellect plus logic.
8, 11.
Okay, 11, and then second roll?
8. Right?
Yeah. No, it's not
8
now.
8 and 11. 11 and 8.
Okay.
Soon she will be on the pizza. I go take a nap.
So you're researching propulsion engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really.
Got it?
Is there any parts that we have that we can just replace and stuff like that?
That looks like it.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Well, you replicate some of the parts and stuff, but... You just have to install and test it. Yeah.
So, before you go off, I can point ahead to the planet and let them know who's coming.
Just follow the comment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What?
So, yeah. Sure,
I have to figure out which one's mine.
It's
the
only name on it.
Really? Oh, I
supposed
to put my name on it. What the hell?
Jacob?
Yep.
Anonymous?
I will, after I entertain Ted for a while and go back to my cabin, I do a computer search for what that medicine that they talked about looks like, you know, if it happens to be something like, you know, oh, this is the harmless thing, but, you know, but it's often mistaken for, you know, the deadly thing. Or, you know, like, oh, it looks just like dilithium crystals, you know, when you scan it. Or, you know, any of that kind of garbage.
Okay, computer research.
Or it can't be scanned, or anything that's weird. Like, a reason why, if they were lying about this particular product, they would, if they were lying about what they were carrying, why they would take this particular product.
Yeah,
I have computers, but that's it.
I have research we
can
work on together.
You got Synergy? Ooh, what's that?
It's an advantage.
Oh,
well, my target numbers for research.
Part for a whole
Oh, cool.
Like a part of
it. Was that close?
But I'm not sure how that would actually work.
Just tell me if I should use my courage or not.
Sure, that sounds good.
Use it all. Oh, you missed it by one.
Damn it!
Now's probably a good time for the third.
Yep.
What?
I'm going to get together with Jen's character, and we're going to try to see what I just described. We're going to try to work on it together.
I have synergy. How is that going to help us?
Hmm. One of those. Are you an attractive race, or do you look like a jellyfish?
I'm a bullion. I'm blue.
Mm, that's it, though? Otherwise attractive except for blue?
I think
well, with the rays, like,
face.
Yeah, seen down the face.
Oh, the barber rays.
Oh.
The barber?
Yeah, the there's a recurring character that bullion is
jellyfish.
The barber on Enterprise.
So he makes when you're doing combined tests.
Yeah.
Successes. Well, other than the initial success, all the other successes are at +2 instead of +1. So normally you take the highest roll and anybody else succeeded adds 1 to it, so it's easier to get a crit.
Okay. So I would look first on the higher
I got an 8 also.
Okay. One thing we haven't given.
It would be a 9, right?
Yeah.
You both got 8s.
I didn't hear you do it.
I don't even know what those are. If those are successes.
I'm going to basically call ahead and our destination plan and see if I can get a hold of somebody. If they weren't worth
it. Sellers?
Yeah.
Double check their story. Mm-hmm. Find their license plate. You may want beverages.
Oh, yeah. Please
state the nature of your medical emergency. Oh. You may help?
Okay. So you get to do sales, talk to some bureaucrats and stuff, just so they'll get back to you. I mean, you know, there's no planetary epidemic, but, you know, probably. But they know about the disease and, you know.
So they can't tell us if they're expecting
but, well, it could be not the government. It could be some private, or, you know, not the planetary government. It could be like, yeah, some region needs it. They'll check to see if any region seems to be blighted right now. We'll get back to you.
And we also wanted to know, like, what it's,
it looks like anything else.
It looks like how to tell, you know, if it looks like something on the sensor.
Do people always smuggle cocaine and coffee beans, that kind of thing?
Right. It's relatively new vaccine. Still classified as experimental. Being made in one of the other Federation worlds. It doesn't
come from the Federation.
Yeah. Celis is a Federation planet. It's not obviously something that people smuggle stuff along with. You know, they might have thought of something else, but...
And how do we tell, like, say, the disease from the cure?
Yeah, we think she had kids in about 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that don't think
in terms of...
What does it look like?
It's like a, I believe, okay. Much like the flu, he died. At the end.
No, I mean, what does the actual substance look like?
No, it's just
a liquid.
No, it's a liquid. You inject it in.
Does it need to be kept cold?
What?
Does it need to be kept cold?
Yes.
I mean, you have her as a tiger.
The vaccine is liquid, needs to be kept cold usually, or spoils pretty quickly. And usually it spoils pretty quickly, well, the experimental one, it spoils quickly in like open air and stuff. It's easily contaminated, still, you know, not very stable.
Not very stable, eh?
We'll get back to us on whether or not they're expecting a shipment or if they have
If they actually have an outbreak.
Right.
Yeah, that's clever.
Well, it's very convenient that they have something that you totally can't look into. It. There's got to be like one thing.
Oh, there's several things on the ship that you couldn't scan.
And you couldn't look into?
Yeah.
I mean, how many?
Well, there are a lot of engineering spaces and stuff you really can't scan. So.
You know, once they were in trouble, they would have hid the stuff that they were worried about anyway.
Maybe not. All I said was he's nervous. I didn't say why he was nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, in the hallway out there.
Yeah,
it could
be carrying
something else. Stalking does not like nervous people.
Yeah.
Shoot them.
That was Starfleet.
Very suspicious. Okay, so do we arrive on the planet safely?
I'm a space cop. Tell me space cops like people who are nervous.
See, everybody's off shift.
Suddenly it blows up.
Oh, well. Yep, at least my new pal Ted isn't dead.
Kevin's got this unique little flowchart going there.
Yeah.
Does he play Parisi Square? I asked Ted.
He has heard of the game. But... you know, he plays in some Orion game.
He pod races.
Or he sees triangles or something. Let's see. Nobody was in sickbay. Okay. So. Later that night, everybody can make, presents.
It's going to be like, what's that
paper there?
With the cook and the Navy ship?
Just feathers,
undersea?
Yeah, it's going to be like undersea, a tank submarine.
No,
just presents.
Yeah, just presents.
The cook and the stripper are going to kick our ass.
Up to date.
Well...